Children like me were taken to Auschwitz because they were needed as guinea pigs for Dr. Mengele and his pseudo-medical experiments, explains Lidia Maksimovich. She managed to survive only because she was strong and healthy when she arrived in Auschwitz. Starving and emaciated, children from the ghetto had no chance of survival. They were fated to die at the hands of German murderers, says Lidia Maksimovich. That is why the Auschwitz survivor often attends meetings with young people. She does this to tell them the truth. I sometimes speak to young people from Germany. I keep reminding them who stood behind the genocide.
Kiedy słyszę, że padają słowa, że
when I hear words such as these, that there were Polish concentration camps in Poland, the only thing I can say is that it's utterly disgraceful. It's demeaning and harmful, because the concentration camps were established by the Germans, who weren't exactly invited here. They invaded Poland, after all. They turned our land and the area around the town of Oświęcim in particular into the largest cemetery in the world. It's much more than a cemetery. It was a torture camp for people from many nations. The prisoners were first exploited, their work, their talents, their strength, for the benefit of the Germans. And then, when they were too exhausted to continue, they were brutally murdered.
Swoje możliwości, swoje siły wydał po prostu dla Niemców, a potem na końcu go zamordowano.
When I tell the young Germans about the atrocities, they find it very difficult to believe. They are surprised that this hell on earth was their grandparents' doing, says Lidia Maksimovich.
Taki naród niemiecki, których lubi się.
With all the great writers, philosophers, artists, composers and such like, the German nation also gave birth to these monsters who'd hang a child from a gallows without batting an eye and who are capable of inflicting this terrible fate on other human beings.